Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This Saturday, the Tribute Quartet will be with us live in concert at 6 p.m. February 4th at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Now, we're beginning our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So that's the reason he's writing to these Jewish believers who are struggling with this. Remember, there's a transition period. We don't struggle with this. We're Gentiles. But it was huge. It was a life-changing moment for them when they professed Christ as their Savior. Their families would disown them. Their job situation, everything changed for them under severe persecution, much less their fathers and their all the way back to Abraham. It was all Judaism and sacrifices and all. And that was inbred to them, and that's all they knew. And then here comes something better. Or should I say someone better? And they accepted Christ, and they're pulled back and forth, you know, from this way. Do you get the picture? And that's what Hebrews is all about, okay? It's divided into two major sections. It's doctrinal, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 10, verse 18. It's all doctrinal. And then from verse number 19 of chapter 10 to the close of Hebrews from 13, 25, chapter 13, verse 25, it's all practical. So there's doctrinal, which makes up the majority of the book, and then the rest of it's practical. What to do with what you just learned? You know, that's a lot of us need to learn. We know a lot of things, but do we put them in practice? Okay, so that's what this is talking about here. How to put it in practice what you've just learned. I already mentioned the key verse, in my opinion, is Hebrews 1:3. And the key word in the book of Hebrews and the whole thought is the word better. Better. It's used 13 times in the book of Hebrews. We've already seen in Hebrews 1:1-3. Turn back there. That he's better than the prophets. He's better than the prophets. Remember, he's talking to these Jewish believers. Boy, and they held the prophets, and rightly so, you know, up on that ladder, and rightly so. He's better than the prophets. He's better than the angels. We see that in verses number 4 all the way to chapter 2, verse 18. He talks about that. Jesus is not only better than the prophets, he's better than the angels. He's also better than Moses. In chapter 3, he talked about Jesus is better than Moses. And in the Jewish mind, there was nobody greater than the lawgiver, Moses. And boy, what a bombshell when they were reading this. And Jesus is greater than Moses. He's also is greater than Joshua. We see that in chapter number 4. He's better than Joshua. Remember, this is the kind of Paul's leading these Jewish believers through this. He's better than the old way. He's better than the prophets. He's better than Moses. He's better than the angels. He's better than Joshua. Joshua was the one who led them through Canaan. And, you know, Joshua won the battle of Jericho. He was that great leader. And the walls, I had to finish the song. And the walls came tumbling down. He was that great leader. They held Joshua in a mighty He's better than Joshua. He was better than Aaron. Chapter number 5. He talks about Aaron. He was better than Aaron. Who was Aaron? Aaron, that great priest, that great high priest, Moses' right-hand man. He was greater than Melchizedek and the priesthood. Put all that together. We'll get there who Melchizedek may be or may not be. But anyway, he pointed that out, that Jesus Christ is better than all these things. And then we get to Hebrews chapter number 8, verse number 1. After he pointed out, he's better than the prophets, better than the angels, better than Moses, better than Joshua, better than Aaron, better than Melchizedek, and better than the priesthood. Then we get to chapter number 8, verse number 1. And I underlined this years ago in my Bible. And it just stood out to me again this week. After he illustrated all those great people, that Jesus is better. Now, verse number 1. Now, of the things which we have spoken, all these things, that he's better than I listed them. This is the sum. And I underlined that phrase, this is the sum. After everything you just read in the previous seven chapters, here's what I want you to understand. Here's what I want you to learn. Here's the sum. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Wow, how powerful, how rich that is. And get it from the mind of a Jewish believer who is reading this, and they're caught in all this. They're pulled back and forth, and they're reading this perhaps for the first time. Jesus is so much better, and here's the sum of it, my brothers. We have such a high priest. There's nobody like Jesus. That's why I'm so excited about the book of Hebrews. That's just touching it. And that's why Oliver Green said we ought to take off our shoes because we're on holy ground here. What there, Jesus, the great high priest. Quickly, I have a note. It's actually written in my Bible, wrote a long time ago. Hebrews is the better book. I have better in quotes because not that, you know what, you understand where I'm coming from. All scripture is given by inspiration from Genesis to Revelation. But Hebrews is that better book. Jesus is much better than anything that religion can offer. Amen. He's better than anything this world can offer. He is so much better. Aren't you glad you know him? He's not here yet. I shared with Raymond, literally had tears in my eyes, and he had tears when I first started talking to him. He said, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. I can't believe. And I said, either you can't or you won't believe. And he used that because I'd been studying Hebrew. I said, he's so much better. He's at his wit's end. He'll be here in just a little. He's at his wit's end. What's the point of life? With tears, I said, he's so much better. If you just simply believe, I share with them the gospel that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross of Calvary. I even share with him a sinner's prayer. And he knew a little because he'd been around. I said, you know what the thief on the cross said? What did he say, preacher? He said, remember me, Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom. He just knew who Jesus was, that thief. He knew who he was. And I was trying to tell Raymond, you need to know who Jesus is. He's that one who died for you. And all you have to do is believe that he died for you. Shed his blood on Calvary. He was buried, and he rose again. I don't know, preacher, I don't know. And I prayed with him. And when I left, I said, God bless you. Well, Hebrews is such a better book to us as believers because we know there's something much better than what's out there. And that's what the Apostle Paul was trying to get over to these Jewish believers. He's so much better than anything that Judaism and, you know, I ain't crucifying anybody or their religion. I don't care if it's Jews, if it's Catholicism, if it's Pentecostalism, if it's Baptist. There's nothing better than him. Nothing better. I have five exhortations of warning, and let me finish that way I can get Hebrews chapter. This is not mine. All that other stuff was mine, but this I took, that I'm giving you five exhortations. It's a composite of everyone had different thoughts. I put it all together. And let me give you, first time I heard this, I thought my dad was a genius. I heard this years ago. I wrote it down in my Bible. It's here. Dad, where did you get that? I thought he just made it up. Then I started reading comments and said, he got that from there. But there's nothing new under the sun. I ain't being critical. There's nothing new under the sun. But I really thought, man, where did Daddy? He's just an amazing man. They can find out he got it from these other men who got it from someone else who got it from the man. Anyway, here's the five exhortations and I'll close. Number one, there's a danger from drifting from the word.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us this Saturday, February 4th at 6 p.m. to hear the Tribute Quartet in concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.